Bibles this morning. I'd like to share with you out of the Gospel of St. Mark, out of the ninth chapter. Chapter 9, beginning at verse 17, I'll read what thus said the Lord our God. The Bible reads, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gashneth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it have cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief. Basis of our verse coming from the 22nd verse. And oftentimes did they cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Supporting scripture, 121st division of Psalms, verse 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. We ought to have a thought or a subject this morning. It shall be, it's not if he can do anything. The question is, do you believe and do you know where your help come from? Not if he can do anything. But the question is, do you believe and do you know where your help comes from? There are those of us that will declare that the Lord is a way maker. Yeah. Then there are those of us that think that we do it all on our own. We feel like that we are able to do anything and everything that we want to do, but we thank God that we serve a God that is able and that has been doing wonderful things in our lives. And the Lord God just keep on making ways for us. He keep on providing those things that we need day by day. And a lot of times, even when we take it lightly, God still blesses us despite ourselves. And if we were to be honest this morning, we are in here, we are blessed by the best, and God has brought us to a place in life where it ought to be easy to tell God thank you. Just the mere fact to knowing that the Lord God has done great things in your life. You don't have to be all saved and sanctified to tell God thank you. You don't have to be set apart from everybody to tell God thank you. You don't even have to know a whole lot about God. The only thing you need to know that there is a God. And if you believe that God made you from the dust of the ground, then every now and again, it ought to make you just want to tell God thank you. I don't know about you, but I don't like a whole lot of rain. But every now and again, when it rains, I say thank you. And I don't like cold weather sometimes, but I thank God for allowing me to be able to feel the elements and to know that when it's cold, it's cold. When it's warm, it's warm. And you got to understand that there are some folk that don't even have their feelings anymore. So if you know what the weather is, if you know how it feels to you, then that's enough right there for you to tell the Lord God, thank you. All you have to do is just know that we serve a God that is able, capable, and has been doing wonderful things ever since that we started on this journey. When we started on our journey, we found out that God had already been God. He was already in existence. He was the one that made us. And in order for us to know that, that had to have been passed along to us by somebody that loved us. Somebody that loved God before you loved God told you that God loves you. And they began to talk to that God on your behalf and to tell God that I want you to bless this boy, bless this girl, bless this individual so that they can grow up and take care of their family and that they would love you with all of their heart and that they would love their family. You see, we come from a heritage of people that love one another and that taught us how that family bonds meant a whole lot. And I don't know about you, and you might have forgot where you come from, but I hadn't forgot that if it had not been for Uncle Joe, if it had not been for Uncle Ike, if it had not been for Uncle Cloris, there are a lot of things that I might not have had, but I thank God for the family unit that every now and again, when you feel like you don't have nobody, you can look around and there cuz coming along. There my old brother that I hadn't seen in a mighty long time. I don't know how we get to a place in life where our families have gotten so divided. We don't love like we ought to. We don't support one another like we ought to. And it's sad that we treat individuals in the street better than we treat our very own brothers and sisters. Now, I don't know who that's for this morning, but undoubtedly it's for somebody in the house that is having some issues with your family members, and the Lord God says it's time to let it go. You know, here comes a time that you got to understand that we all in this thing together, and one of us are no better than nobody else. You might clean your house a little bit better than I am, but as long as I got a house to lay my head in, everything going to still be all right. You may have a better car than I got, but if I can get from point A to point B, that's all right. Because one thing about it, before I even had a car, God gave me, blessed me with 2 traveling shoes. If you ought to learn how to travel on those traveling shoes, then you can't get nowhere else. You can walk where you're going. Many of us have forgotten where we come from. Because there was a time when most of us, there wasn't a car in the family. Then if one of the family members had a car, hallelujah, we rolled that bad boy down. It may have said 5 passengers, 7 passengers, but we put all we can get in there. Don't forget where you come from. Now you go around and you look at parking lots and you think a whole lot of folk in there. It's just that we done got so independent and separated that we come to church by ourselves. You go ahead, I'll drive my car. You could have saved that gas. Coming to the same place. Serving the same God. I wasn't supposed to do that. Let me get where I wanted to be or where I thought God wanted me to be. We always got thoughts, but we don't never know what God has in store for the people of God. Because I don't know your needs, but God know your needs. And I'm just an instrument being used by God, so ain't nobody told me your business. Nobody been telling me nothing. I be on the move too much for anybody to slow me down to tell me anything. So I just want you to know that God wants us to be a people that would love one another and to know that he is our God. That's the same God that has blessed us and allowed us to assemble ourselves together here on this first Sunday morning. And we come to give God praises. We come to glorify his holy name, and we come to honor him and to be obedient to his command as we break bread together one more time. As we wait on God, we realize that God is worthy of all of our praises. We ought to be thankful for each and every day that we are counted amongst the living. Every day that God gives us, we ought to give God thanks and thank God for providing for us. It should be a joy as well as a privilege for us to come into the house of God. And we ought to be able to say like David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of God. And when we come into God's house, we ought to recognize it as being God's house. We ought to respect God's house and we ought to get what we come for. If you come to be blessed, then you got to ask the Lord for your blessings. You got to trust and believe that what you're asking God to do is going to happen. We got to have a reason why we come even to the house of God. Some of us are hurting, and we got to understand that this is a place of refuge. This is a place where you can get some help and some strength, and this is a place where we ought to be able to know that I can confide my opening, my deepest thoughts, and I can lay it on the altar, and I know that everything is going to work out for my good in God's own time. So we are thankful that God has blessed us to be together one more time. And as we come this morning to share the love of Jesus, we are thankful that God has been blessing us to celebrate the gospel courses, over 50 years of singing and carrying the gospel out, not only here at Fowles Chapel, but from city to city and from state to state. And we say to you, we just thank God for the service and the commitment of utilizing the gifts that God has given you for kingdom building. See, when we go out, regardless of what you're doing, when you represent God, then you ought to be a drawing force. You ought to be doing something to let other folks see a little bit of Jesus in you. You ought to be able to do something to allow others to know that there's something about serving God. Not only will it pay off out the while, but I feel the benefits of God's blessings right now. Anybody in here have realized that God has already blessed you beyond measure? That there are some things that you are waiting on God to do, but all you got to do is just trust and believe that God will do everything that needs to be done. Find out that this is one of those busy days today, so we I hoped and thought I wasn't going to tarry long, and then I come with some more stuff that I didn't think that I was going to talk about, but I believe in being obedient to the word of God. I want to let you know that I'm not going to be before you too long, but I want to give you a thought this morning to help us along the way. See, I'm not going to say a lot of things to fill up a lot of holes and paint a picture in your mind. Not even going to give you any historical points to lay a foundation that I'm going to give you, just not even the three major points. But I do intend to remind some and inform others that we belong to a God and we serve a God that has all power. We serve a God this morning that there's nothing too hard for the Lord God to do. No matter what you're faced with, and regardless of your trials, your tribulations, the question God asks is, will you trust him? Will you believe that he loves you? Will you believe that God can take care of your situation? See, I don't know about you, but in the midst of your situation, you ought to know God in a personal way. He needs to be able to know that you believe in him by faith. And if we allow the Lord our God to be our shepherd, then we can get a personal relationship with him. And as David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And if I would say the Lord is my shepherd, it makes it personal for me. But I got to understand that you have the same right this morning to say that the Lord God is your shepherd, because he is the one that has made a way out of no way. He is the one that have allowed us to be where we are in life right now. We got to understand we can't be too proud to have faith in the power of a loving God. Our faith got to have some depth to it. Our faith got to be more than just mere words. And I wonder, when that situation comes in life and you don't know what to do, where do you look for help? A lot of us go to family members. A lot of us go to a best friend. But how many of you ever tried to just try Jesus first? Most of the time, he is the last resort, because after you tried the thing that you thought would work it out, then you go and say, Lord, I need you to have mercy on me. But I thank God that we serve a God that whatever your circumstance is, God is able to do something about it. It don't matter how bad you've been. It don't matter where you've been. God is able to do whatever needs to be done. I thank God, because you got to have faith enough to know that it is all of our responsibility to love God with all of our heart and to bear the infirmities of the weak. And if we got a mind to do good, we ought to do what we can while we have a chance. It's been said that good help is hard to find. And every one of us know at some time or another, you're going to need some help. That there's some folk in here that is sort of personal and private and say, I don't need nobody. But you don't never know when you're going to need somebody. You got to understand that an individual that you don't care very much about, that might be the one that will lend you a helping hand. You got to understand the golden rule tells us to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. That is a part of doing what the Lord God would have you to do. Jesus said, the least that you did unto others, the least you did unto me. So when you don't help your brother and sister out, then you are not helping the Lord God out. When you run those down that are not in the same condition that you are in, you are doing nothing but judging your own self. There are a whole lot of us, we got a testimony that I'm saved and I'm sanctified, but we just don't like nobody. I don't understand how you so saved and you don't like nobody. How is it that you're so saved and you don't want to help nobody? There are times when you ought to be able to help somebody else along the way. Now, there are two words that I like to plant in your mind this morning. First of all, the word help, which means to give assistance to another or to rescue someone or something. I thank God for my help, because every now and again I realized and I found out that I can't do it all by myself. Is there anybody in here that thank God for help? Do you know that help is what every one of us need? That there are times when no matter how strong you are, you still need some help from somebody else. The other word I like to plant in your mind is faith. A belief in or confident attitude toward God. A commitment to his will for one's life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things that we have not seen. So I come to tell you this morning that no matter what is said or no matter what you are dealing with, you got to understand that as an unbeliever, you may have a deaf ear to the word of God. But a believer ought to have faith in the power of a loving God. A believer ought to have strong faith. A believer ought to know that with men, some things are impossible. But the Bible declared that's not the way with God. For I found out that if you got faith the size of a mustard seed, the Bible declared that you can say to your mountain of despair, move over yonder, and that mountain will move out of your way. I want to let you know that when you need help, you better be like David this morning. For David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. The Bible said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. For he that keepeth thee will not slumber. See, my God is not asleep in the middle of the night. Early in the morning, my God is right there. Am I talking to anybody that know God to be their God? The God that is there early in the morning. A God that is there late in the midnight hour. The God that is your keeper beyond all of Israel. The Bible said, the Lord is my keeper and the Lord is my shade. Upon thy right hand, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. So I found out that all of my help comes from the Lord. The Lord is my helper. He's my healer. He's my redeemer. He's the one that makes a way out of no way. He's the one that I can call on in the midnight hour. And I know that the Lord God will hear my humble cry. But I just stop by to tell somebody that you ought to know something about the power of a loving God. I'm talking about a man by the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ that went up on the mountain. And as we look here in our text this morning, we found that he went up on the mountaintop. And when he went to the mountain, he took Peter, James, and John. And as they stood there on the mountain, he got transfigured right in the front of him. His raiment became shiny, white as snow. The earth was full and white as snow. But there appeared unto him Elias and Moses. And they were all talking along with Jesus. But Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, is it good for us to be here? And let us make three tabernacles, one for Isaiah, one for Moses, and one for you. But I just stopped by to let you know that it's good to be here. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. It's good to know that the Lord God went to the mountaintop. He got transfigured and he came back down. Bible said when he got back down, he found that the disciples were in a conversation. They were talking to the scribes and the Pharisees. Scribes and the Pharisees wanted to know what was going on. I want to know, when we look here in the word of God, they began to say, I want to know. I want to know why I can't do the thing that you do. For a man brought me his son, and we didn't have the power to cast out the demon. I want to tell somebody this morning that if you love the power of a loving God, you got to trust God with all of your heart. You got to trust God just like this man. For the Bible declared that one of the multitude said, oh, Master, I brought you my son. I brought my son to the disciples. I asked him to heal his body, but they could not do what I asked him to do. Well, I want to let you know something about my child. The devil began to take him. He tearing him all apart. He foams at the mouth. He gashes with his teeth. He groans and he grinds his teeth and he began to act all kind of crazy, falling all around on the ground. It's almost like he's having an epileptic fit. But I want to tell somebody that that was not the case with this young man. He was caught by a demon and that demon had got the best of him. But I want to let somebody know this morning that if you trust the power of a loving God, there's no demon walking upon the earth that got more power than the power of my God. We ought to have faith like this man, even though the man realized, I don't have all faith. I got enough sense to know that I can't do it all by myself, and I need some help with my child. I brought my child to the disciples. Those men been praying and talking about Jesus. They're talking about what the Lord God can do, but they couldn't do anything for my child. I want to tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, bring the child unto me. Oh, ye faithless generation. Don't you know when I told you you would do greater things? You got to trust me. You got to have faith in me. You got to believe in the power of prayer. You got to believe in the power of God. I want to let you know that when I bring him out, everything is going to be all right. When they brought him unto the Lord, and when they brought him in the presence of an almighty God, don't you know when the enemy see God, he got to recognize where God is. For when the enemy saw the presence of the Lord, he started acting a fool down on the inside. He start foaming at the mouth. He start talking all out of his head. He start acting like somebody that don't know God. And the Lord God said, I want to know, man, how long has this child been acting like that? He said, ever since he was a little child, every time and every now and again, it'll jump all over him. And he start foaming at the mouth. Sometimes he fall down in the fire. Sometimes he fall down in the water. But I want to tell somebody, look between the lines. When God got something for you, don't matter what you got to go through, all you got to do is hold on and hold out, and God will carry you through. He could have been dead in the fire. He could have been dead in the water. But God said, I see things another way. I want to let you know that devil don't have no power. Because the Bible declares, when he got there in the front of Jesus and he began to look at the power of God, he started acting a fool again. But the Lord God said, oh Lord my God, if you can believe that all things are possible, I want to let you know that the man said, I believe that everything is possible, but Lord, I need you to help me right now. Help me in my life. Help me where I don't believe. Help me when I get a nay spirit. Help me when somebody tell me that I'm not going to make it. Help me when it feel like I'm shackled down. But I want to get delivered this morning. I want to let loose of my shackles. And I want to tell somebody that I got the power of a loving God. I looked up to the hill from whence coming my help. And God sent my help down. Picked me up out of that bad situation. Turned me all around. Made everything all right in my life. I remember a time when I didn't have no joy in my heart. But I thank my God that the Bible declared that weeping only endured for a night. But if you hold on and hold out, joy will come. Is there anybody that needs some joy? Is there anybody that needs some joy? Is there anybody that needs some joy? Is there anybody that needs the Lord to be on your side this morning? Tell the Lord, thank you. Somebody ought to say yes to the Lord. Somebody ought to give the Lord a hallelujah praise. Because I don't know what you know. There's something that he might not can't do. But there's nothing that the Lord cannot do. All you got to do is believe in the power of God. Where are the believers at? Where are those that believe in God? Where are those that are waiting on God? Where are those that know that you're going to get your answer? I want to tell somebody that if you want a hallelujah praise, if you want your blessings to come down, then you better praise him. For I heard that when the praises go up, when the praises go up, can we take our praises up? Somebody, let's go higher. Somebody, let's go higher. Come out of your comfort zone. For God, I'll live And for God, I'll die. I love the Lord. I'm going to call on the name of Jesus. I'm going to look to the hill. Oh, God. I'm going to thank my God for being God all by himself. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, my God. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for hearing my humble cry. Anybody need help? Anybody need help? Where you going to look for your help? Look to the hills. Look to the hills. Look to the hills. There's power. Oh, God. There's power in the hills. Yes, sir. You got to believe it. Yes, sir. Yeah! Do you know where your help come from? Who in here know where your help come from? Who want to give God some praise for being your helper? You ought to thank your helper. You can't pay your helper, but you can give your living, your body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Give God praise for the blessings that he continues to bestow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If thou can't believe, all things are possible. So I don't care what they said. If you believe in God and the word of God, you walk away like it's already done. Hallelujah. 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 You know when they say don't wait until the battle is over? You can shout now. Because sometimes when your enemy thinks that you're down, you ought to strike right in the front of your enemy. Let your enemy know that I'm not down. The devil thought he had me, but I got away. And since I got away, I'm going to praise my God. I'm going to give my God glory. I'm going to lift up holy hands. I'm going to thank my God for being God all by himself. Hallelujah! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. He's a present help. A present help. Even in the times of trouble, God will be right there. All we got to do is believe and trust. Have faith in the power of a loving God. Oh, I thank God for faith. Because I believe that God is the greatest thing that has ever happened to us this morning.